This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the top stories and the list of the top people in discussion for this past year. 2019 is the last broadcast of the year. Talkers Magazine has listed all of these stories and the people list at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is out of town this week, not with us. Well, he is with us in a manner of speaking because he's put together a list and some thoughts about the realities of this past year from the News Talk Radio standpoint. After that, we're going to have Rich McFadden, John Harper, and Victoria Jones join us in an overview of some of the things that we have talked about this past year, how they have either inflated or deflated our feelings about the issues. But first, here's Michael Harrison.
Thank you, Doug. And here we go. These are the 10 most talked about stories, according to Talkers Magazine, on news talk stations around the country, just like the one that we're on now, according to Talkers, for the year 2019. Here we go. Number 10, the impact of social media on our society tied with freedom of speech. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google, plus others, have been in the news this year facing accusations of political bias and being untrustworthy with their users' personal information. And the erosion of privacy is one of the most dangerous trends for our democratic society in terms of loss of liberty. Here, like here, for example, watch this. Hey, Siri, is my smart TV spying on me?
Okay, I found this on the web for Hey, Siri, is my smart TV spying on me? Check it out.
I'm looking at it here, and it's pretty discouraging, I gotta say the least. And number 9, a three-way tie between U.S. foreign wars, U.S. North Korea relations, and U.S. Russia relations, as we conclude 2019 with the so-called never-ending war in Afghanistan, a cryptic threat from our buddy in North Korea who wants to buy the president of Oz, and uncertainty about what seems obvious, Russia meddling in our elections. It's a pretty troubling situation, to say the least. And that's not including problems with China that we'll be citing as we move up the chart. There's more about China. At number 8, we have mass shootings and gun control. According to a Congressional Research Service, or according to the Congressional Research Service, a public mass shooting is an event in which 4 or more victims are killed, and the definition excludes counting wounded survivors. Other tracking organizations include non-fatal injuries that occurred during these events. Taking it all into consideration, approximately 409 mass shootings occurred in 2019. This averages at 1.22 mass shootings per day. And in these shootings, 1,466 people were injured and 441 died, for a total of 1,907 victims of mass shootings in 2019. And that's not including the seemingly countless individual gun casualties not categorized as mass shootings, so it's no wonder that many people politically and their ideology is to have more gun control. Some is going so far as to get rid of the Second Amendment. But as far as taking away gun ownership rights in the face of this mind-numbing news, we mustn't forget the adage that guns don't kill people, people kill people, and work it into a rational assessment of an irrational problem. So it is not going away. And number 7, a tie between race relations and health care reform. These are two issues that are fueled by the presidential debates as we wrestle over expanding or eliminating Obamacare, going to a universal health care system and then figuring out how to pay for it, or simply focusing on prevention as the method of reform that makes the most sense. And on the race side of the equation, our society is coming to terms with a controversial trending concept called white privilege. At number 6, we have natural disasters and climate change. The number of natural disasters continues to rise along with tracking of the planet's average temperature, with a majority of scientists, but not all scientists, attributing a significant portion of this disturbing trend to human activities. And not all scientists, not all politicians, nor all voters agree, or at least not certain, what we can really do to reverse the situation. And we might be slowing it down a bit, but obviously not as quickly as some people would like to see. And number five, immigration reform. It was one of the main issues that got Donald Trump elected, and it continued to rage through 2019, with much of the national conversation focusing on the treatment of migrants and asylum seekers at the government facilities along the southern border. And funding for the border wall continued to be a huge point of contention this year on the radio, along with the humanitarian concerns of family separation. Let's go to number four, the stock market and the economy. As we come to the end of a turbulent year, the statistics indicate it's been extremely good for the stock market and the economy. The word we hear used a lot to describe both is roaring. The fears of a coming recession that circulated for much of this past summer never materialized. And that, of course, is a major asset to Trump's reelection chances in 2020 if things hold steady. And it looks like they will. Now at number three, the aforementioned U.S.-China relations. The trade war with China has had numerous ups and downs through 2019, playing a major role in the U.S. economic picture. But the relationship with the U.S. and China goes much further and deeper than the economy. The revelation to emerge in 2019 is just how serious this Cold War between the two superpowers is on a variety of fronts, and that these fronts impact our security on the deepest of levels. And you and I, Doug, have spoken about this at length, and we'll continue to. And number two, 2020 presidential race and partisan politics. Presidential elections have become big-time show business in America, and the cycle's no different. However, there's a tremendous amount at stake in this election. But don't they always say this is the most important election in our lifetimes in every cycle? Well, yes, they do. However, 2020 promises to be a real barn burner. Never before in modern history has the electorate been so polarized, with social media, disinformation, and money playing such a heightened role in an election. Number one, the impeachment of President Trump. It's been the story of the year, and it promises to continue to burn into 2020, with the question at year's end being, if and when the articles of impeachment get to the Senate, how will it play out? And here are the 10 most talked about people of the year, according to talkers. At number 10, a tie between Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. At number 9, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. At number 8, Xi Jinping. At number 7, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 6, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Adam Schiff. At number 3, Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi is at number 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And Doug, that is the way it stacked up for the entire year of 2019.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off. An additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Continuing on now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, joining us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, who is the ops guy at Radio America in Washington, and John Harper down at WMEL. I like to try to switch things up, have different points of view from some of our regulars. They all have their own point of view, and that's why they're here, because they're not dependent on anybody else's point of view. That's why they do what they do. We don't need people to copy what somebody else has said. Although, part of what's gone on this past year, maybe 2, 3, 4 years, Richie, you'd probably be a good one to speak to this, is the sort of copycat talk radio host who feels it's important to toe the line. You and the people that you have at the network beside me, you have two actually really outspoken right-of-center hosts, but they aren't cut from the same cloth. So where does that go, just as a programmer, you know, kind of take us behind the scenes a little bit into workings of where this all goes conversationally?
It's funny. Talk radio was going through some changes. And people were looking for something a little different, a little more entertaining, a little more fun. Not all of the cable news radio or cable TV beating you over the head with the same talking points every 15 minutes. And so, you know, new hosts were starting to come around that were more fun to listen to. And you got your information and you got your talking points, but you got it delivered in a little bit more fun wrapping. And that's what we were trying to go for with Dana Lash and Chad Benson and whatnot. Because, I mean, let's face it, Rush is the king. The guy's great. He's
right.
An amazing thinker.
Yep.
Talker.
No more. There's one Rush and that's it. One.
And everybody that tries to be Rush, you're not going to be Rush.
Nonsense. Yeah.
So. You can be great. You can be really good. But he's that guy, you know. And so, it's, you know, and then Trump was elected and it changed radio for a long time,
yeah,
because now people need those 15-minute talking points. And so there's a little bit of a difference in programming where, you know, people listen for anywhere from 6 to 11 minutes at a time, depending on who you're listening to, and you've got to get the key points of the day, of the big stories of the day, into those people's ears every 6 to 11 minutes. So how do you spread that out? It used to be, Doug, when you and I were 20-some years ago, we would talk about one topic for a whole hour, and we would take calls and get people's opinions, and it would take you 14 minutes to set that topic up, and then you would open the phones. Not anymore. Now, everybody wants it. Give it to me now. And so that's changed radio a lot. And Trump has changed radio a lot as well. And it's a lot of fun.
He's changed the news media. He's changed whether it's social media. He's changed a lot of stuff. And whether you like him or you don't like him, he has been revolutionary in what we do for a living. I don't choose to do a lot of politics on the DJV program. But do I have to talk about Trump? Sure, we all have to talk about Trump. And the nuances of the impeachment, or what he's doing on Twitter, or what he's doing in the economy and the immigration issue. He has become a lightning rod, and he controls. It used to be that some of the people that were in the news media controlled the substantive discussion points. No more. Trump, you can say what you want about him. I don't know whether this is instinctive or he's just a brilliant strategist, but he controls the discussion.
I think about it. Before, the news media just kind of controlled all the news, and then cable came along,
right.
And then it got a little looser, and then the internet, it got even looser, and now Trump, and it's open.
Yeah.
There are
and
no secrets.
So whether there are some things about Trump that are likable in my point of view and some that are distracting, I'd like to have a president a little more presidential, but that's just me. We all have different points of view. Is Trump going to win re-election? I would say unless these guys, unless there's somebody, and you and I disagree about Bloomberg, someone shows up at the end of the day that actually has a message that can overpower or confront Trump and the way things are going, you know, look at the things that haven't happened. Like immigration reform hasn't really happened. But is it Trump's fault? Can you blame him for that? I don't think so. I don't think you can blame, you know, the economy is good in spite of all the people that want to rip them apart. So, anyway, let's get into some of the nuances. Michael's gone through the list. We'll talk about some of the things and how they impact our listeners as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More now on the Talk Radio Review. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden has given us a good idea, sort of shaped what's going on with hosts in this present era of Trump. So, the impeachment is number one. The presidential race is number two. I see some interesting things developing this weekend. The end of Deval Patrick. I'm the slightest idea whether this guy was so clueless. Former Massachusetts governor paying the price for late entry into the race. He's not even getting into Michigan. He's a waste of time. Always has been a waste of time. Was not a great governor. So why he got into the race, who knows what these people think. They're egotists. But over in South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete was trying to draw his followers to Christmas, the story that shapes his view of religion and the world and politics. But apparently, whatever he said has annoyed the, how would we, the right-wing Christians? How do we define, you know, Christianity is for me defined as Catholics and Protestants are divided into seven different sects. That to me is Christianity.
No, it's not as simple as that. It's not as simple as that these days.
No, it isn't.
No,
and it's very prejudicial, Victoria, too, I find.
Mayor Pete ticked some people off because what he did was...
He's an Episcopalian, right? I think he's an Episcopalian. Richie, aren't you an Episcopalian?
I am, yes.
I believe he is. But what he tweeted was about, Jesus' birth, but about poverty, about Jesus being, about them being poor, which they were, and about them being refugees. And that caused heads to explode.
All right, here's what he said. Here's what he tweeted. Quote, "Today I join millions around the world in celebrating the arrival of divinity on earth. the man who came into this world not in riches but in poverty, not as a citizen but as a refugee. No matter where or how we celebrate, to you, Merry Christmas. That's what he wrote. So what?
What does the "not as a citizen but a refugee" mean? What is that?
He was. They were in Nazareth. They weren't in Bethlehem. They weren't. They had gone. They were over the line.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They weren't in Jerusalem. So he was a refugee. And so I don't get. He's been appealing to voters who have been pretty conservative, I think, in terms of religion. Here's what I think. The business of him being gay is now filtering into some of these religious iconic, the sort of old school thinkers. Anybody agree with me on that one, John?
Doug, that's what I've been saying a couple of weeks now, that his gay persuasion is going to have a major impact once America starts to learn more about it. I would suspect there are many people, I don't know what percentage, but a large percentage that have no idea he's gay and have no idea they will be a first husband. And I think now that that's starting to come out a little bit more, you're seeing some of this cloud of uncertainty.
Yeah, but isn't that the same thing as the same sort of thing as Father Kennedy? I am a Catholic. The Pope's going to run the country. When Joe Lieberman ran as a Jew for vice president, you can't have a Jew in office. Obama, a black guy. Come on, isn't this the same thing?
I understand what you're saying, but I think when it comes to gays versus Catholics or Jews or whatever, I think there's a big distinction there that many of the older Americans are certainly not going to go for.
Really? And so this will help shape the presidential political landscape, it would seem, from your perspective. All right, we continue on now. Lots more to talk about on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, The Year in Review. A focus on losing weight is Kalotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural, that is actually built around collagen protein, which is a very important ingredient to our health and well-being. Who discovered that? How did that come about?
Well, our founders and owners were nurses, so they were wanting something that would help people lose weight safely. You don't really need to be taking drugs and stimulants, especially if you have underlying health conditions going on. So they developed Kalotren. So if you've been listening to this for a while, you know this just comes around a few times a year, but it's unlimited. Buy three, get three free on the website, Kalotren.com, or you can call us, 1-800-325-4366.
The success stories are there as well. Read about them. Absorb the information. Buy three, get three free. Free shipping with the DJV code. Go to Kalotren.com. Use the discount code DJV. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural. In fact, if you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least a dozen people killed when a commercial jetliner crashes in Kazakhstan hours ago. They died when the plane went down less than 30 seconds after taking off from an airport in Kazakhstan's biggest city. A Congolese migrant died in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody on Christmas Day. Officials say the 41-year-old woman had arrived from Mexico at the official port of entry at Laredo, Texas on Tuesday with paperwork outlining a previous medical condition. She suffered abdominal
abdominal pains on Christmas and was taken to a hospital where she died shortly after arrival. A link that President Trump's been retweeting includes a link to an article in the Washington Examiner from earlier this month that claims to reveal the name of the whistleblower at the root of the impeachment case against him. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Plugging along, as we do from time to time, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, but I have a stellar group of people lined up. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden from Radio America, talking about the end of the year and what we could see in the new year, reviewing what Michael listed. You can see the list at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Benjamin Netanyahu has declared victory in the Likud primary election, because the election's very much a focus here and in England and in Israel, and it seems that the people who are winning or have won are all almost cut out of the same cloth. You can certainly draw a correlative between Netanyahu and Boris Johnson and Michael Trump, good Doug, and Donald Trump. Can we not, all of us?
Yeah,
we,
oh, yeah.
See? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I agree.
Yeah, and Netanyahu, He's not. All three of them are really kind of Mondo Bizarro when you get right down to it. But of all of them, you know, we take these guys want to impeach Trump because they think he's a crook. Netanyahu is a crook. Never mind, they think he's a crook. He is a crook. And yet he's very popular. This is a huge victory. But didn't he have a hard time? Wasn't it just a couple of months ago, as we look back in the year, when they had the last election, he didn't fare so well, and they couldn't put a government together without having, you know, they've got about 28 parties over in Israel anyway, putting this thing together. So what does it speak to when we look at the nature of these important elections, ours and England's and Israel's? What does that say to where the world is going, do you think? Anybody?
I think what it's saying is that, you know, look, Boris Johnson was directly asked how many children he has, right? Because he's got children littered around. He wouldn't say. He wouldn't admit how many children he's sired.
Right.
And he got away with that. So that's where we are.
Well, we can get away with more.
You know what it is. People are tired of the status quo government. People talking to you politely, gently, and then doing something totally different behind your back, taking your money, betraying your trust, and they want somebody who's honest and raw and will just do the job you want them to do. And
we can't agree on what the job is. You got Greta Thunberg. Is that how you pronounce your name? Thunberg,
yeah.
The youngster who is Time Person of the Year, who's out there talking completely. These three guys, they're not talking her language, and she's not talking theirs. And yet, look at all the attention that she got. So where does that leave us? What do we think
polarized.
About the realities?
Polarized. That's where it leaves.
And so, Victoria, is that the reason... That is, we looked at, we're only, 2 months from the first primary? How far? First primary is what, March 4th? When's the first primary? Seems to me it's in there.
January, February, isn't it?
February,
we've got
right,
Iowa
yeah.
and New Hampshire, yeah.
Right. When's the primary in Florida? This is always pretty early, John. When's the first primary?
That comes up in April.
Not till April, okay.
Yeah.
When about, Richie, you live in Virginia. When's that primary?
Do you remember? No clue.
Oh.
I'll look it up here.
Uninformed voter. Victoria, what about the district? Well, you live in outside of the district, so...
Yeah, I live outside of the district anyway. Taxation without representation for the district, so...
Right, well...
Maryland doesn't even count. It's so late. I'm interested in South Carolina's primary.
Because?
Because I'm not sure that anybody's really been courting the South Carolina vote, and that's
nobody's been courting the South.
Period. The black vote.
Wow. Yeah,
no, nobody's been promoting the
South Carolina is February 29th. But check this out. Ready? February 3rd is Iowa. February 11th is New Hampshire. February 22nd is Nevada. February 29th is South Carolina. Then are you ready for this? On March 3rd, Alabama, the Samoan Islands, Arkansas, California, Colorado. Democrats abroad, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. It's over after that. Then on March 8th, you have 8 states, and March 14th.
A lousy
then it's all
primary should be the
states.
Same day for everybody. This is a stupid, this system, we've got real problems. This is why we need constitutional convention to change the way we do primaries and to change the way that the electoral, or get rid of the electoral college so everybody's vote counts. So if we were to look at the calendar, we got less than, 50 days, is it 50 days before the first votes are counted in Iowa. And you look at these four leading candidates, and if my judgment is correct, as I look at them, I don't see one of them winning any more than one state. Do you? I see Biden wins, Bernie Sanders wins the state, Elizabeth Warren does, and Pete wins Iowa, right? Everybody agree that that's what's going to happen in Iowa?
Sure. Yeah, I would agree on that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I think so.
Okay, so New Hampshire is next. Elizabeth Warren will win that one. And what comes after New Hampshire, Richie?
After New Hampshire is Nevada and then South Carolina.
Nevada's interesting also.
Biden
won South Carolina. What's Bernie Sanders going to win? He's going to win Vermont. He's not going to get anywhere out west.
Puerto Rico.
Well, that could be. Yep. Yeah. That wouldn't be surprising at all. So then you have no clear. When do we get a clear cut leader here? Maybe this is what Bloomberg is talking about. That by the time they get to the convention, there's no clear cut leader.
Right. It's Biden or somebody like a Bloomberg.
Yeah.
I think, Doug, that's what's contributing to the talk about Trump will get reelected. The Democrats are so divided. There's no clear leader at the moment. Maybe Bloomberg will emerge as the leader here at the 12th hour. But as a result of this fractionalization of the candidates, I don't see it happening.
Does that reflect?
This is my feeling. And the voters in the Democratic primary are to the left, and the majority of Democratic voters are to the middle. So they are going to likely
elect the same with the Republicans.
Wild
ass right wing whack jobs who vote in the primaries. This is why I always say you got to get out and vote in the primary. Otherwise, the left liberal leaning lunatics and the right whack jobs are going to predicate who gets on the ballot. And that's not good.
No.
Certainly this year, amongst all of these people, it's not good. It's not healthy at all. And yet people, back to our educational values and system that is so bad, nobody's being taught how the government works. Nobody's being taught civics. Nobody's going to understand elections. You know, you go, it always becomes a laugh when Jay Leno or Howard Stern or somebody goes out on the street during an election. They start asking names. They ask, well, do you know who this guy is? I think Jay Leno used to ask, and they come up with, these are presidential candidates, and people say, oh, that's a car salesman. He's got a car dealership down on Ventura.
You know, it's just a matter of when it becomes important to you. So everybody's got their one major issue, whether it's abortion or gay rights or immigration or whatever it is. Everybody's got their one issue that makes them go to the polls and vote. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of everybody having that one issue. And you would think now with all these issues that we talk about all the time right here on this show that everybody would have a reason to go vote, especially in the primaries. But they don't. And it's sad.
It's well because they don't know. The sadness is they don't know the system much as anything else. We continue on the Talk Radio Review with our list of experts. Here's something for the new year. The way for you to get healthy the correct way. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is all natural, so unique, it works so consistently. You can find, if you go to calitrin.com, episode after episode, example after example, time after time, this product works and has for decades. It came about as a result of nurses getting together, seeing people in the hospital who are suffering, not able to eat, and the obesity rate is up. And so they started talking to themselves, hey, how about we put together a formula that doesn't include anything that is in terms of a crazy diet, no drugs, no stimulants, all natural. And that's where Calitrin came from. And now 23, 24 years later, this product, Calitrin, has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that it will help those of you who need to go through a gentle weight loss program to be in better shape. You will sleep better because of it. It's all around the best way, the only way, as far as I'm concerned, to get rid of that little roll in the middle. Or if you like to lose 40, 50 pounds, you can do it. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not like liposuction. It's slow and steady that wins the way. And by the way, winning the race means you keep the weight off. That's what winning, not getting it off, but keeping it off. And that's what the fat cell targeting of Calitrin does. So do yourself a favor. You want to go to, you don't want to wait till after the new year. You don't want to wait till, you know, things after you can make the defensive start right now and still enjoy the holiday, not worrying about what you eat. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. You'll get 3 months for the regular price, 3 months free, 6 months to get on the program and stay on it. Therefore, you will get on the program and lose the weight and keep it off. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well at Calitrin.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that we, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Rounding out the year with the best ofs, in a manner of speaking, the top themes and the stories from 2019. Hopefully you're enjoying our conversation. Looking ahead as well, a lot of new modes of thinking, a lot of trends that are building that started last year and the year before, actually. And I think one of them is the climate change discussion, the effort to go green, create coexistence for people in buildings, inside, outside. I think that's a huge, the sustainability conversation is a huge conversation that will not certainly die, I think become more important if I look ahead and were to make some predictions for the next year. We have Rich McFadden with us, Victoria Jones, John Harper. So one of the things that the countdown story list has always had in it until recently is a sports story. Usually at number 10, it's some sports-related incident, but because of all the other stuff going on, sports been kind of pushed out. But I have a feeling that sports was more important this year in many ways for lots of reasons. Am I on safe ground there, John Harper? What do you think in your neck of the woods? Are people paying? Is sports a distraction from all this other stuff that seems to get people all wound up?
Doug, absolutely. You're right on target with that. Sports has always been a distraction, and what better way to get your mind off of the crazy world, the politics, Trump, all the stuff going on, than to focus on your favorite sports team. You can go to a restaurant, go to a bar in the office, talk about what happened last night during the game, and it's something that I think brings people together versus politics that continues to separate people and cause a lot of problems between friends. I've known families who are not talking because of politics. I've known who have been best friends for years, and because of their like or dislike of Trump, they're no longer friends. So sports, I think, plays a major, major role in helping keep some sanity here in our country.
Yes and no.
Yes and no how, Richie?
Yes and no. When the Washington Nationals won the World Series, all of Washington, D.C. was united, no matter what party you were with, was great. But then you've got the whole Colin Kaepernick kneeling, not kneeling, that separates people. So, I mean, and sports has become a storyline. People like to pick out something in the storyline, and that becomes divisive as well, or brings us together.
All right, John, you get your next comment. Victoria, I want to hear from you on this as well as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for 2019. Doug Steffen here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get into the last portion of this overview of the information from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris will be back next week, I'm guessing. For now, we've got the stars, John Harbour from WMEL and the Space Coast, and Victoria Jones from the D.C. radio company, Rich McFadden. John, you wanted to add something to our discussion about sports, so before I move on, I certainly want you to have your say.
Well, I was simply making the point that politics, as we've been talking throughout the hour, has divided so many people in our nation, and I think sports is the only thing these days that people can rally around. Richie mentioned that when the Washington Nationals were in the World Series, whether you were Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, there was no right or wrong. Everybody was for the Nationals. And I kind of think the country, for the most part, felt that way, too. They were pulling for the Nationals as well, kind of as America's team. But sports, I think, is playing a major role and will continue to do so in 2020 to help keep some sanity in our country. And after all, Danica Patrick, couldn't afford her $22 million home without sports in NASCAR, right?
Well, there you go.
That's true.
Now, yeah. I want to go one step further because we're expanding on this list here, although there are things that are in it The climate change debate is much discussed now among farmers and agriculturalists in our country. The food supply. This is the only person talking about this is Pete, Mayor Pete. And that's why he's ahead in Iowa, way ahead in the polls there. Once people wake up, and they aren't awake because we're, you know, it's back to the same thing of the drones that are created around the social media. Nobody's focusing on food, the food supply. I have a podcast and a weekly program called the American Family Farmer Show, in which I focus on these issues. And believe me, whether you do or you don't, this is one of the huge issues of the near term, not the far term, because farms, family farms are falling apart, government misuse of taxpayer funds, screwing around, making these farmers bigger and bigger. Something happened toward the end of the year called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. And basically, this is an immigration reform proposal because farmers, you know, remember the rate of unemployment is 2.4% now nationally, which means about 4% because half of the people don't get on the list because they're already off the list. But even at 4%, the number of people available to work on the farms has dwindled. And so what has happened over the past 20, 25 years is illegals have come into the country and they've worked on the farm. Okay, so fast forward to now, and the illegal pipeline is pretty much shut off. So now the farmers are scratching their butts trying to figure out who's going to harvest the apples, who's going to pick the carrots, who's going to do the work in the fields. And so this Workforce Modernization Act came about as a reality, bipartisan, because they realized, at least the farm lobby, got to the point of getting beyond Sonny Perdue, who's a flat-footed moron, as far as I'm concerned. What an awful leader of the Ag Department. He has made a mess of it, so they've gone around him, and they've stood up for this pragmatic reform, which changes how immigrants can come into the country and work on farms. And without this, I mean, we've got a real problem with our food supply anyway, but this at least addresses people who have maybe 200 acres or 1,000 acres or whatever, and they need help. So that's something that I think will be a focus. I think this is going to be it ought to be a huge issue in the election. I don't know whether we all think I've kind of controlled the conversation here, so. But I thought it was important to throw that in because really we need to be talking about it more as we move ahead. Look forward to having all of you on as our program brings in the new year next weekend. Thanks to John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you, too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.